Today is the 26th fast, alhamdulillah. After a while, the 27th night will start. Now, the pious predecessors, for every odd night, they have to attain, to find the 27th night, to find it, to attain it. The pious elders have stated to do this. But whether it's the 21st or the 23rd or the 25th or the 27th or the 29th, these five nights are Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. But regularly, we see the pious predecessors, their opinion goes more towards the fact that the 27th night is also the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I go according to your desire, your intention. 21st is past, 23rd is past, the 25th is past, the 27th is today, 27th night. And if we look also at this night with regards to Laylatul Qadr, but also this night has another barakah, that in this night regularly, most commonly, the Qur'an is completed in the masajid, for which reason this night also becomes more illuminated and enlightened, and barakat and rahmah of Allah's more come into this night. So it's Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, and I speak about myself, not to you. All the nights I wasted the 21st, I waited the 23rd, I wasted the 25th. So now let's think, let's not waste tonight. And on this basis, we have full hope in Allah. That Allah, we wasted the previous nights, I couldn't justify them. But we'll try a bit with Allah's mercy during this night. So, the night of power, what is it in reality? So that we can understand this night, we can attain something. Until you don't know about something, then how will you attain? We don't know that, oh, we're going to celebrate night of power, I'll do this as well, and it's a night of power, he does this, so I'll follow him as well, or he's doing this, they're praying Salatul Tasbih, I'll pray Salatul Tasbih, they're reciting Quran, okay, I'll follow suit and recite Quran, he's doing dhikr, I'll do dhikr as well. This is not the case. You need to think a little bit, isn't it? Contemplate, reflect, that what is the night of power? What is it? So it's such a great night, Allah Ta'ala himself has introduced this night. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala himself has introduced this night, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah has said in the beginning, in advance, that the value of this night, first understand the value, then Allah says, I'll speak after that. Why do you move and make action? First understand what it is I've given to you, the reward, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Subhanallah. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala says, he mentions through the Qur'an with regards to this night. What has Allah Ta'ala said? With regards to the Qur'an, Allah has defined this night. Why? Because this is the greatest reward Allah Ta'ala has given to the whole of humanity, to the whole universe. That Allah Ta'ala, via His Habib, beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, especially Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to this ummah. That is the Qur'an. The Qur'an. No other ummah received such a gift. No angel received this gift, this treasure. If it was given, it was given to Ummati Muhammadi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a great kitab this is. Tell me. Imagine its power. Imagine its greatness. Alhamdulillah, this kitab, that this night, Allah Ta'ala is valuing this night. Allah says, if you want to understand the value of this night, then understand that the Quran was revealed in this night. So such a great action that if you're doing in any night, then the night's power and value, imagine its value and greatness that Allah Ta'ala is explaining. So Allah is explaining through the verse of Quran. So first thing, understand, the alert is not some minor insignificant night. Allah Ta'ala in this night has demonstrated the greatest action. So we need to understand its greatness, its glory, its status. Via this kitab, Allah is mentioning this night. Via the Quran, Allah is defining this night. And then beyond that, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ Unless you can't understand the barakat, the fazail, its virtues, its existence, its light, its nur, what's in it, what's not in it, leave all that. Your akal cannot understand this, Allah says. Your akal cannot understand this. Forget all these other extra points. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ That if a person doesn't understand something, what it is, we can't recognize this is the value, then he runs afterwards to that, doesn't he, when he knows the value. Or is this not the case? Then he makes effort. So at the moment, that 21st we didn't, 23rd, 25th we didn't analyze, but we aren't going to waste this night now, are we? If we do, then we'll lose out. Ramadan's gone, we don't know about maut, death, and then corona is knocking at the door of every place. So who knows? وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. Allah is defining the night of power through the Quran. Allah says, if I'm introducing something, then imagine how powerful it is. At least understand a little bit, I'll explain to you. Allah says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ That this night of power, khair, is greater than 1,000 months. Khair, better. Subhanallah. In other words, that this case, that in this night, any action you do, multiply out, more than 1,000 months. The sajda you'll do will be better than that. The ruku you'll do will be better than that. The recitation you'll do will be better than that. 1,000 months better than that. Khairun min alfi shahr. Sadaqah you give will be better. Good deed you'll do better than that. If you make friendship with somebody, better than that. If you forgive somebody, better than that. If you embrace somebody, it will be better than that. If you give someone dua, it will be better than that. If you fulfill somebody's need, it will be better than that. Now that any good deed you do in this night, tonight, you feed somebody food, you give somebody water to drink, you give, ask someone, kayful hal, how are you? If you ask someone, how are you in the hospital, how are you? In other words, Allah has laid out the rewards, any good deed you do, any, not specific deed, any good deed you did, example, better than 1,000 months, Allah says, better than 1,000 months, equivalent. Those people, they said that the month, look how many years are made. 77 years full. 77 years without any restriction. If you do ibadah. Yes, not that you have to stop. If you do ibadah, 77 years continuous prostration. 77 years if you do ruku continuous. 77 years complete fasting. 77 years of sadaqah. Every good deed. 70 years continuously without any breaks, without any seconds, without any break. If you do this in this night, is better than that. Better than that. Now, what is the status of this night? How did Allah give this night to us? How did we get this? I'll explain. He didn't give to you people of Bolton. Listen, the story behind this night, Subhanallah. There's a story behind this night. What? Why would Allah give to you, Subhanallah? This is due to His sadaqah that we attained this. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, those who were in the desert, who ate dates, who only had one item of clothing, whose sandals were broken, whose shoes were broken, they didn't even have a mud hut to live in. From morning till night, they were in one weight. The Allah Rasul Salam, what hukum does He give so we can complete it? Those people who lived in the desert, they were sat down once, a group. And they were thinking, look at their thinking. Yes, we two of us get together, what do we do? What do you have? How many houses do you have? How much money does he have? What business has he got? How is your business going? Look at their style. And we are ordered that follow their footsteps and their style if you want success. Let's see how they used to speak and think. Live your life according to their way, then you'll be successful, Allah says. So they sat, the desert fakirs. And what are they thinking while they're sitting assembled together? What a beautiful thought. That thought gave us this Laylatul Qadr, mashallah. Look at their thinking, park, pure, great, may I be given, assigned to every action of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. Imagine them. Those people whose thought that they didn't even do dua, they're just thinking. The Sahaba-e-Kiram so blessed and muqaddas and holy according to Allah that their thinking was so great and holy that due to their thinking Allah gave us Laylatul Qadr. So, what were they thinking about? What were they thinking? They said, Yaar, we heard in the Quran, look, Rasulullah states that the previous nations, they had lengthy ages. Their life was lengthy. As Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years his age. and lengthy life they had. They weren't those who wasted their lives, were they? Imagine the desert faqirs, the Sahaba Akram, the noble companions. This was their style as well. They didn't want to waste their time. They said they must have had lengthy ibadat and worship. We, if we compare, we're 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, we're going to be alive. So they've won outright. Where are we? And we are the people who believe in Imamul Anbiya, the head of the Prophet, say Subhanallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So where will those people, where will be? This is, we've got less. This is disrespect. And they will have lengthy lives and long ibadats, and we have 78 years of life. We have nothing apart from that, nothing beyond that. So when they thought this, Jibreel Islam immediately descended, Subhanallah. And he came to Allah's Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, Inna anzallahu fi laylatil qadr, Subhanallah. Oh my Mahbub, your fakirs, your lovers, the Sahaba, they're sat a little bit upset. Why are you upset? Why are you worried? All of this was due to the years. In one night of years, I will complete your desire, Allah Ta'ala gave. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Not just to you, but due to your sadaqah. Whoever is an ummati until Qiyamah, every year I will give them this year, every year. In their life, whoever gets this night, tell me, why does he need to worry about death? Person who gets more than 70 years of ibadah. Today, one sajda of 70 years, that Allah accepts that sajda. That sadaqah which Allah accepts. That dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts. That's what will be attained. That effort of the deen that Allah will accept. Accepted beyond accepted. That's what will be attained in this night. Say Subhanallah. Imagine how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's karam, His blessings. And you're at the back, come to the front, give him some room, the person at the back. Yes, that person at the back. Come here, come to the front, this space here. Come. Don't keep regard with regards to people's troubles. You get thawab, inshallah. Yes, you should say shukriya that you've given path to the people and others. Jazakallah khair that you've given him that opportunity. So sit like this. In these gatherings, there should be no gap. There should be no pain for anyone, trouble, obstacle. Sit with ease. You should be in front of me. When you see, the heart should meet. The heart and the sight should meet. The sight, alhamdulillah. Why do you hide in the corner? He's hiding in that corner. Come forward in front of the sheikh. Do ziyara and let me see you as well, mashallah. Yes, just you should look at me and I could look at you. They say, Punjabi, tu minu takke, main tenu takanga. If I see you and you can see me. This is the blessings and beautiful gathering. Sit in a nice way. That when we go and do dhikr, there's someone sat here, he's on the side, he's at the back. What husn is this of the gathering? Tell me. Halaka husn gathering, that the crown that's in your heart, that you should see and glow and sparkle when you're sitting in front of each other. So when I sit and join together, just one group, mashallah, white beyond white, noor, light. Yes, this masjid, look after this masjid, the adab of the majlis, of the gathering. People, someone sat at the back near the wall, mashallah, sit in one way in a round halaka, should be a circle, and you're listening, translation there at the back, you are sat at the front, mashallah, in one line, one group, one semicircle, said that distancing, according to the distance, in between, they've said a meter, usually 3 meters, and you listen to the majlis. It shouldn't be like that, should it? Yes, have adab of the gathering, especially after today, especially in those places where people are coming, people want to come in. Look now, he's coming and he can sit with ease. There's no obstacle, nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. This is shaitan. Shaitan, so that we don't get the thawab of the gathering. Someone does wrong, my heart felt the pain. If my heart feel the pain, then you will feel less thawab. Is this the case? So especially a gathering like this, a halaka, such a place, a pious person's gathering of somebody, a buzurg from before, he's explaining to you, try your best that due to me, there should be no obstacle in that gathering. No ill feeling in the heart, no one who thinks, why is it not like this, especially today, they say that you speak loudly, I say, Hasbunallah, Hasbunallah. No, with adab, just like when the dhikr is done, then repeat your dhikr, and don't try to say so loudly so that others are affected, that the noor, the light of that gathering, it should increase. If you sit with tartib, then I enjoy that when you sat in the right way, in order. I enjoy that. The effect of the gatherings improved. So after today, be careful in Thursday night, a big masjid, small masjid, sit with tartib in the right way, in order, according to the adab of the gathering, and sit in front. Okay, anyway, what was I saying? Going back to what I was saying, Laylatul Qadr. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. How many rewards? 1,000 months. Who gave this to us? Abu Bakr gave this to us. Yes, Rasulullah Sallam's followers, Abu Huraira, Talha gave us this. No king gave us this. No minister gave us this. No MP gave us this. No parliament gave us this. Who gave this? SubhanAllah, the desert faqirs gave us this night of power. So Jibreel Islam descended from the heavens. Ya Rasulullah, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Good news to your faqirs, to your followers, that until Qiyamah, not just to them, for every ummati. Good news when he spoke about them. We don't know if he's accepted, but for you, accepted 77 years, sajda accepted. And no great difficulty, no extra pain, no 10 nights, 50 nights. No, just one night. How many nights? Just one night. Not even beyond that has Allah given us pain and difficulty. Look at this point. What great statement. Allah Ta'ala says that you cannot understand the effects of this night. Innahu inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu subhanallah. Allah is introducing this night to us, this night that while you be lying down sleeping enjoying yourself, you don't know that there are two parts to the dunya. One is common that we can see. One is spiritual part of the angels are coming, going, deeds are being recorded. In certain houses, Allah is giving barakat, rizq is being created, dua is being accepted, Allah gives according to that dua. Whoever is doing dhikr, Allah fills their treasure chest. Ooh, a spiritual storm is brewing around the earth. Spiritual storm. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So, that open the spiritual eye in your heart. When you get up for work in the morning, just like you think, I have to start the car, drive the car, my house, and this and that. Immediately think that this moment in time, there's a spiritual part of the world. This angel's coming. He's coming down for his shift. He's giving to this person the gifts, the treasures, and the droves and millions of angels at this time. Okay, let's go to the side. There's that many angels sitting here. Let's go there to this gathering. I'll sit there as well. The angels, you should see them walking, traveling. Okay, let's go to this majlis. I'm sat on my own. Let's du'as have been accepted. Let's arrive there because angels have come there. And in that gathering, there's angels there. In the evening, angels have come to that gathering. Always think and think. Just like you see the traffic, the cars driving. There's the traffic of the angels. You should be running after that. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a life, how your life will transform. We just see one thing. If there's something less, we put the glasses on. I can't see, then we put more powerful intensity glasses. We do this, don't we? So in your heart, if you can't see nothing, go to a wali Allah and clean the dirt in your heart and you'll see everything clearly in its reality. Subhanallah. If your sight of your heart is weak, because if the sight of the heart is weak, you can't see anything, or is this not the case? Then go to an optician, the heart's optician. Go to him, make the appointment, say, put the glasses on my heart and say, what number of glasses is this? Say, subhanAllah. What number of vision is this? They will be the heart's eyes, optician. If there are opticians in the world, give me number one, number two, number three, sight, number four. MashaAllah, the Shaykh, the Wali Allah, he'll put such numbers on your heart, everything will be visible to you. Inna anzallahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adaraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Jibreel, who came down, said this night of power, the angels come down all the time, but today, subhanAllah, today, not a normal angel, the head of the angels will descend and he will come today. Oh, be alert, be alert, be awake, all the angels, just like, you know, the king of his time. People say, oh, give him room and set, clean the path, lay the red carpet, do this and that. So in the same way, the whole universe, there's rejoicing. Open your eyes and look, subhanAllah. Just like the night comes close, Maghrib time comes close, in the world, the storm is brewing. Tufan. Tornado. Inna anzallahu fi laylatil. Why? Tanazzalul malaikatu. Allah is stating, open your eyes, be alert. I'm telling you, Allah says, open your eyes, I'm telling you, explain to you what's happening this night. Allahu Akbar. Who is explaining? Who is defining? Allah Azza wa Jal. Who is he telling? His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, open your eyes, alert, Jibreel. Whenever this night comes, open your eyes, be alert. Look, angels, how they're descending. Who is coming? The head of the angels is coming. The head. In the world he's coming. This world is round. But how is he coming? Is he coming to a certain masjid? Is he going to come to somebody's house? No, no, no. When the transport descends, who's coming? Oh, the prime minister's coming from another country. Where will he take you? He will take you to his palace, to his home, to his mansion. Will he take you to another place? Take you to his office? No. His special residence, he'll take you there. So when he comes, Jibreel Islam, where is he coming? SubhanAllah. To this special place, which is Baytullah. He descends there.
Allah says, his house is nowhere else. His friends will descend, will go to my home. He will descend there, Allah says, to my home. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Don't look left and right and there. Where is he coming? Nowhere else. بَيْتُ اللَّهِ. He will descend to Allah's home. Headquarters. Yes, straight Allah's transport. And it will come in a little while. Just a few minutes, few moments. In your mouth will be a date and the transport will descend. You'll be drinking Abu Zamzam water, breaking the fast, subhanAllah. And you'll be sat here drinking Zamzam water, subhanAllah. Where's the well? In Makkah. Where's Allah Ta'ala allowing him to come? In Bolton, subhanAllah, the water. Say subhanAllah. The dates, where are they? In Medina. Where are you eating them? In Bolton. Subhanallah. Ajwa, where did this come from? Sarkar sent this. With the permission of Rasulullah, because you are his ummah. Subhanallah. We broken down, bone idol, useless people, Zamzam water and dates. Rasulullah has sent them in Ramadan. Inna anzallahu fi laylatil qadr. Night of power and dates of Medina and water of Zamzam. Allahu Akbar. What a combination. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا دَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِّنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Allah says they're not coming themselves. Allah has given the power here. No leaf in the universe can move. No leaf in the universe can move. بِإِذْنِ without Allah's permission. They are coming with Allah's permission, the angels. A point shall I explain to you is coming to my heart. Let me share it with you. Shall I share with you? Just now it's coming to my heart. New, fresh point that's coming to my heart. Allah is saying, with my permission they're coming. So what we realize is that who requested it, who thought about it? The desert fakirs, Rasulullah's gulams. What we realize is that my desire, says, is according to their desire. Allahu Akbar. Point I came, I shared it with you. Allah says, my desire is their desire. What a beloved qawm, the noble companions. So beloved, Allah says, my desire became their desire. Their desire became my desire. My desire became their desire. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says, my desire, everything's happening according to my permission. The angels are coming down. Jibreel, he couldn't dare. Okay, Jibreel, go. Allah said, my Habib Zuma, go to them. I promise to them, every year I will give you this night. 77 years equivalence, you will get this night every year. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Today that night has come, my friends. Be ready, be prepared, mashallah. Look, so much praise, introduction. Allah is praising and introducing this night. Allah is introducing this night. We waste this night. Allah says 77 years. If we prostrated, then be careful of the second point. My brothers, be careful of the second point in this night. Whoever in this night has done sin, then 77 years of sin. And whoever has utilized and who has listened to music and singing, 77 years of sin. Whoever watches TV and music and singing, 77 years of sin. On the other flip side, also 77 years will go in parallel with the sin. And who does good, it will go towards the good. Allahu Akbar. Allah forgive, may Allah forgive. That this night, can anyone commit a sin? In this night, can anyone waste time sat in front of the TV and play with his phone and immodest actions? Yes, it's happening in this era. In Muslims' homes, it's happening. Dhulam, look at the dhulam. Such a muqaddas holy night, people are sat and drinking alcohol, doing haram actions, do zina, adultery, and no parda. And with the mother and father, disobey the parents and commit sins. This in this night, whoever, wherever he is, even a little amount of sin, even a minor sin or a big sin, just like the good deeds will be recorded, 77 years, 1,000 months, in the same way the sins will be recorded as well. Remember this point. Fortunate are those people, subhanAllah, who will decorate this 77 years of ibadah. And how wretched are those people in this night as well. 77 years equivalent of sin they are earning. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Allah shukr and grateful. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Before the nights come, Allah Ta'ala is explaining these points to us. Otherwise, are we angels from the heavens? Are we angels that have descended from the heavens? Are we some big shot pious individuals? The angels are walking us, they'll save us? No, I swear by Allah. Whoever saving us, Ali Murtaza's gathering has saved us. I tell you the truth. Be appreciative, my friends, be appreciative. Otherwise, we also, shaitan and us is with us, we listen to these words, we think this night of power is a waste, temporary. But if we even understood it, then Allah's recharged our batteries, alhamdulillah. Has your battery not been recharged? Qadr has come, value. That what is this night? We need to be careful, cautious brothers, that don't speak loudly, don't say badly to anyone, don't be angry with anyone, that we'll waste our time this night. So from both sides you have to be saved. The good person, good deeds, run after the good deeds. And the person who is doing sin, run away from the sin. All men, women, children, listen, alert. Will you go to the right or the left? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِي شَهْرٍ. Then also you can go to the other side as well. You can also go to punishment. Allah Rabb, who's given us karam and grace and mercy due to this one night, what Allah Ta'ala has given to us, subhanAllah. In a few hours, Allah Ta'ala gives so much that Jibreel alayhi salam comes. He descends. And with him, when the king moves, when the prime minister moves, then he has that cavalry. Then he has that group. Then he takes his special, not some normal person. He says, you will come with me on that day. SubhanAllah. I'm giving world the example. When a big shot in the world, king, when he starts his journey, MP, he says, make the list, this cabinet minister, that minister, this will be my entourage. When the news comes, he's coming, this MP is coming with him, this minister came, that person came, this person came, he also went on that journey, subhanAllah. So Jibreel Islam, hukum of Jibreel, selection of the angels, he makes as well at that time, subhanAllah. His select angels, selected angels will be with him. Imagine the hal of the world at that time. Put the glasses on your eyes. Selected angels are descending at this moment in time. Jibreel comes straight to his headquarters, his office, the rest house. He had to descend there, didn't he? Jibreel to his rest house. What is that place? Baytullah, the Kaaba. Subhanallah. He will descend right now and his transport. Don't know what transport will come on, which vehicle. He'll come immediately. No, empty handed, he'll come with a standard, a flag. Hadith this is. He'll have a flag in his hand. Jibreel, and the color of that flag will be green. And the green flag, the standard, will be erected on the roof of the Kaaba. Baytullah, say subhanallah, subhanallah. What is the connection of this green flag? Why has no other color come? Black, white, different colors, many. Why? Because my Habib's color is green, his standard. This is the flag that will be given when Shifat al-Kubra, Maqam-e Mahmood at that time, on the right and the left of the Arsh, and he'll have the platform of Noor, which will be established, and he will be given the honor, and he'll have green dress, green attire, and green flag at that time, subhanAllah. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Are you enjoying Laylatul Qadr now? Are you enjoying? Hasn't even come, he hasn't even started, we're enjoying beforehand, subhanAllah. Don't worry, enjoyment you take, Allah's promised. Allah says, you take the enjoyment, I promise. Listen to this point. Another point's coming from my heart. Shall I share it with you? That Allah says, don't worry. You take the enjoyment. Allah says, it is my promise that Jibreel I'm speaking to you about, you will also shake his hands, musafaha. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. That Allah says, I'll even allow you, enable you to do musafa with him. Enjoyment should come, isn't it? Yes, don't hide away. Come to the front. Sit in the front. You do musafaha, shake his hand, and not just Jibreel, Allah says, he'll come with the standard, he'll have his special cabinet with him, this is the dunya that I brought you to, this is the dunya, and you'll say, yes, these are where people live, that we heard about them in the heavens, the angel said, those people were coming to, that Nabi Zuma, these are those people, they live here, Jibreel some say, yeah, they live here. You're here with me tonight. They're doing ziyarah tonight. Zayd, the Bakr, this man, that man, bandars, monkeys, say subhanAllah. Those bandars who come from the shop tired. Their values, Allah says, understand your value. That person in the madha, understand your value. That person who runs the cart with his stool, understand your value. His value is so high because they are the ghulams of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We haven't even recognized what we are. Oh, look at him. Oh, Angrez has come. Oh, he's come. Oh, Chitti Chamri's come. Oh, look at that person from that country, he's come. Oh, that person, he's come from that place, from that locality. Oh, and we say from our words, from our mouth, oh foolish man, don't you know who you are? You have rubbed your own self in the dust. Your ziyarah, the angels, they're desperate. The Jibreel Islam, this is that place they live. This is the dunya. This is the Kaaba. They'll kiss the Kaaba. Subhanallah, this is that place that was made for them, for Imam Bilambiya's procession. This is the place that was created. Jibreel Islam say, yeah, that place. Oh, that place that Adam alayhi salam, we prostrated to. He came to this world to construct this. And Jibreel Islam, yes, he lived here. Allahu Akbar. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. My brothers, I'm very simple. Such words come to my mind. Simple words. I don't give lengthy taqreer speeches, analysis and this and this, grammar and that. No, I'm not like that. I'm jahil, I'm illiterate. My words, if you like them, sit, otherwise leave. If you don't understand, say subhanallah, subhanallah. I have no order, no who's not in front, behind, I don't see who's there. Whatever comes in my mouth, mind, I explain to you, I share with you. Forgive me if I make a mistake, forgive me as well at the same time. Forgive me as well at the same time. So anyway, Jibreel says, come, come, my colleagues, oh, they're ready, they're looking here and there. The Jannah, those who live in Jannah, paradise, where's Jannah, where's dunya? But they said, this time, this is more beloved, this Jannah that we're in now. Subhanallah, nisbat is a great thing, my friends. Nisbat, connection. Connection is such a thing. A person's coming and he sits down. Another person comes. Third person comes. Fourth person comes. He says, who's this? He's that person, fala. The friends of Allah. He's his khalifa. He's his friend. And he's murid. Oh, please, please, please. You come, you come, you come. Connection. Due to connection. Even there is a respect. In Qiyamah, this will run as well, my friends. These principles. Whose ummah is this? This ummah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ummah, the Muhammad. Please, please, come forward, come forward, come forward. Come here, come this side, come to this side. Allahu Akbar. Mean you say that we're Muslims. The Muslim, and he's got the kalima. You recited kalima. Who is it? Does this link with these other religions? This respect will you get? Okay, that's fine. You have respect for that, and they are there. They are honest Christians. They are honest who believe in Isa alayhi salam and oneness of Allah. They believe that. They are honest Jews who believe Musa alayhi salam. This is their ummah. Okay, you go to the side. But even then, the door open first will be ummah Muhammadiyah. Because this nisbat is the greatest. So you also are attached to the greatest silsila. Join yourself to this order. I won't say beyond that. Whose nisbat is greatest? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. His nisbat. Wahadul Bashar, the greatest Sayyidul Bashar, greatest human after Rasulullah Sallam, the greatest is who? Abu Bakr Siddiq. So in your, don't you feel in your heart to have the connection back to him? Your order. So who has introduced you to that nisbat? Ali Murtaza has introduced you to that silsala. So how you've been increased in akhirah, why your status is higher? All will come. He's come. Qadri, Shurwardi is coming. He's coming. Naqshbandi Bayadai, first call them. First call them. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, so whoever wants to become Naqshbandi today through me. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you have value now and appreciation or not? Will you run away or will you come? Huh? Oh, we don't come, we are this and that, we don't need to come. Okay, go, run away then, run. Run away. What difference does it make to me? Attach yourself, give your life. When you give your last breath, die as a Naqshbandi. Don't leave this order. Say inshallah, inshallah. Yes. Don't leave this court. Shaitan, nafs are very khabis, wretched. They'll make tricks and games, make you run away. Waswasa. Oh, look at this. Oh, my wife. He said this. Bad to my wife. Is he a sheikh? He said bad to my uncle. He says this. He says wrong. He says we're bad. Whatever he says, Naqshbandi, that's the end of story. End of story. I'm not gonna leave him. Make that pact. Back to Laylatul Qadr. So Jibreel says, come, come, angels come, don't worry, don't worry. Everyone's home, I will send you as a guest. We will do ziyarah. Yes, we will see them, ziyarah. Everyone's home, going to them, do ziyarah for them. Beware, don't go into that house where Allah's Habib says disobedience is taking place. In that home where Allah Ta'ala is disobeyed, there's no parda in that home. Where sins are taking place, where TV is present, where there's gambling, where there's kharafat, where there's no parda, where in place of the Quran something else is running, where there's munafiqat, hypocrisy. Angels, they know everything, they're not like us. They know from miles away, they see the stench, the smell of such a sinner. They won't go there. From miles away, they smell the stench of the sin. And this sound is this and this and this is happening. Beware, don't go near to them. How can it be? Sardar, our master, we won't go there. We won't even glance at them. Rather, what will we do? Listen, in the home, we will put a red cross on the front. You are badbakht, wretched, that you are not even forgiven today. Red cross will put, sealed, permanent red cross. Until Qiyamah, that cross will not be wiped or clean if you don't do tawbah. May Allah forgive, don't put the red cross in the front of your door. And no door should there be no wretched cross. May Allah forgive. Tawbah, tawbah, may Allah forgive, may Allah forgive. That's it, the hukum will be given, the angels, they will rejoice, they will go to homes, they will go to places. In every home they will go. In the same way they will do ziyarah, they will see, subhanallah, salam, hatta, salamun hiya hatta matla il fajr. Unlimited, Allah says, this drama won't go on for too long. Very few, limited amount of time, limited time, Allah says. Do so much, do sujood quickly, tasbih quickly, read a bit of Quran quickly, little bit, do everything. As quick as you can. Not this Quran reciting long. Allah says everything little bit, take a little taste. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. So every good deed can be recorded for you. Little bit of a taster, little bit of a taster. Take this money, I'll put it aside, sadaqah, I'll give this, I'll do this action now, after this I'll say this, after this I'll do a little bit of dua, after this. Every good deed that comes to your mind, everything good deed in your dunya, collate it for a little while, for a little while. Do it quickly. This is another little bit of points, pointers I'm giving to you along the way. Little pointers that come to my mind. Yes, that if you're just doing one action, the whole night's gone. Fajr until Fajr, and you're doing Salatul Tasbih all night. Or if you're sat down, you're chatting, gossiping, or you know this happens, takreer, speeches. No, don't do that. Seal yourself. Don't go anywhere else. Seal yourself today. Restrict yourself. Say SubhanAllah. Angels, they are waiting for you. What you're doing at that time? The angels are shocked. What's he doing? This is a machine generator. Within minutes, he should be doing all the good deeds. Within a few minutes, he should be doing all the good deeds. We'll go and tell them 1,000 years sajda, 1,000 years ruku, 1,000 years salah, 1,000 years he did this action, he did this action, 1,000 years this is what, 1,000 months this, 1,000 months this. All the actions you do, you'll get multiplied by 1,000 months. Everything will be recorded. No good deed, leave it in this night. Do everything upon everything upon everything, one after the other. Say SubhanAllah. Okay, do you understand this good discussion we're having? And otherwise, tonight, if we didn't discuss this, we wouldn't share these points. Then after that, let's go beyond that now. Next point. Hatta matla il fajr. That's until Fajr. This will be salamun, rahmah, barakat, the shafqat, the love, the rewards, the treasures. All of this salam, Allah says. Peace. Allah says, I'm explaining to you. Allah is telling us, what will this continue until when? Hatta matla il fajr. Until dawn. That's it, until dawn. End of story. To pick up your bedding. After Jibreel Islam, they'll go back. The angels, Jibreel Islam, come, have you come? Hazrat, tell us. The angels say to Jibreel Islam, they'll be conversing. Who? The angels. They say, what happened with these people? What happened with these people? What's happened? What's the decision about these people that what we've done? We've collated. Jibreel Islam said, patience, I'll explain to you what's about to happen. Allahu Akbar. That he who did right ibadah tonight, listen to this statement. He who did in this night, who upheld the justice of this night, who did ibadah correctly in this night, for which matter, objective this night was given, he who upheld that, they are forgiven beyond forgiven. SubhanAllah. It's written on their record, their book of deeds, that this person, maghfoor, he is forgiven. That ibadah, shall I tell you that ibadah? That will earn that, so you don't run around left and right looking. At least we should know what we have to do tonight to earn that. The action, the ibadah we did, they are 1,000 months rewards we did them for. You will get the reward when you do the ruh, the soul of this night. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. You'll only get it then. You'll only get the rewards when you do the right action, the right ibadah in this night. Only then you'll get the 1,000 month equivalent. What is that ibadah that we need to do so that we can get all these rewards? Say SubhanAllah. What is that reward? Shall I tell you? You'll make a promise? Okay, let's understand then. That ibadah, if we don't do that, everything goes to waste. Remember this. Everything will be crossed. Everything will be removed. Eliminated. You'll get nothing. Zero beyond zero. Yes? All your ibadah you do tonight will be wasted if you don't do this one key action. What is that? This ibadah, this worship, we do it, then we'll get the rest of success. What is that? To please Allah. SubhanAllah. We have to please Allah. Allah is unhappy with us. That's why He sent this to us. The whole year, the action you did, I'm not happy with you, Allah said. You've done a lot of sins and evil. I'm unhappy with you. This reward will be given to that person who pleases Allah. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Allah, we have to please Allah? Yes, remember this point. Whoever in this night doesn't please Allah, he'll get what? We have to get from Allah, isn't it? Allah is going to give. Who else is going to give? So Allah's given a chance to us tonight that either you please Allah and take all these rewards I'm giving to you that we've discussed. Either do that or your traditions and cultures, speeches, other actions, deg, food, pots of food, shab-e-qadr, nasheed, gatherings, then keep on doing those things, Allah says. Keep on doing those things. Totally wrong are those people that we have celebrated Night of Power, we've commemorated. I'm telling you the path where you will get Night of Power from. I'm telling you. I'm telling you clearly. Where will you get it from? By pleasing Allah. By pleasing Allah. Allah is unhappy. How does Allah become happy? Now we need to think about this point, my brothers. Say SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. How do we please Allah? This is a very difficult achievement. We can't even please our father. We can't please our relatives. We can't even please our son. We can't even please our neighbors. How can we please Allah, brothers? Subhanallah. Allah says, my servant, me and you, our friendship is different. Me and you, our friendship is different. Even if we're unhappy, we become happy quickly. Subhanallah. Me and you, Allah says, we're very different. So Allah says, make me happy and see how I become happy. Allah says, Subhanallah. Allah, how will you become happy? Please, I'll tell you. Allah says, read the Quran. Subhanallah. Read the Quran. So many places of Quran in Ramadan. And in the end of Ramadan, I give you the most important thing in Ramadan I've given you, Allah says. What is that? Allah says, you ask Allah for forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Your Rabb never will he be, Allah says, he will make friendship with you, he will never be friends with you until you don't ask him for forgiveness. You become so mutakabbir, you can't even ask your Rabb for maafi tonight? For forgiveness? Raise your hands, go into sajda, and once say, Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. I am useless. I am wasted. Allah, all my sins I've gathered together. Allah, I've run. What speeches are you listening to? You're running in functions and gatherings, foolish person. Allah says, leave this, do sajda. Put your sins together, gather them together. Consider yourself disobedient. Accept your sinner, all the sins you've committed and the wrong actions you've committed. And just say to your Rabb at least this much. Allah, make a true promise. Allah, make a true promise. From your heart, say this. The Lord, I ask you for forgiveness. I won't do this sin again. And I leave this sin right now. These three things you have to say. Allah, forgive me. And fawran, immediately the answer will come. I haven't just forgiven you. I've given you night of power as well on top of that. Subhanallah. And the amount of ibadah you've done, all of them, 1,000 months I'll multiply and give you the thawab, the ajr, I've recorded it. Subhanallah. So easy ibadah, tell me, to make Allah happy. Do you understand the words, the discussion? Yes. So tell me, Allah says, if you've come to please me, then be very careful about four factors. Be very careful about four points, four factors. Because we're going to ask Allah for forgiveness. So Allah says, definitely bring these four things with you when you come to seek forgiveness. These four points should be in your heart, in your book of forgiveness. These special four factors, these four actions of yours that Allah Ta'ala was not happy with in your life. Allah says, you're asking dua for forgiveness, but fourth actions that you did in your life, those I am very unhappy about, and you need to promise from verbally, from your mouth, Allah says. Look how Allah Ta'ala is explaining Laylatul Qadr to us. How many? Four factors, four things. It's not hard, is it? That's not difficult. Oh, monkeys, it's not hard, is it? Is it difficult? Allah is saying, just four actions, definitely bring them with you. Number one, Allah says, if you consume intoxication, alcohol, if you drink alcohol, or you smoke drugs or cannabis, Allah says, put this in your list. After today, I won't do this. Number two, if you disobey your mother and father, if you break their heart, and you make them breathe a deep sigh and despair, and you don't end the du'as, but rather they're in despair, they're unhappy with you, they're afraid of you, they're not happy with you. And if you, even if you sat on the moon and your father sat on the earth, and if he's happy with you, no problem, doesn't matter where you're sitting, but your mother and father should be happy with you. Don't worry about the distance. If they're close to you, if they're far, doesn't matter. Say Subhanallah. That's okay. Maybe due to time and life, you are far from each other. Due to life's issues, you're far from each other. But if you're far in distance, but your mom still does dua for you continuously, then you are not in loss. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So that maybe life circumstances make you distant from each other, far. It happens in the dunya, isn't it? You're here, you're there, you're occupied. But don't worry about being distant or far. But your heart should be with you in his heart. Your father does dua that my son is good. He sends me money, he phones me, and he speaks with me. What's that? That we use that device that we through which we speak. And we look at each other as well nowadays, don't we? Isn't it? And he looks at me and he spends money on me, and if I do aha, and he immediately responds to me. This connection, whoever has maintained with his mother and father, even if he's far, in other words, his mother and father are happy with him. Aha. Yes, morning and evening, if you're close to them, then you take hold of their legs and you press them and plead to them that have I disrespected you, because about them Allah said in the Quran about the parents that don't even say oof to your parents. And if they have arrived to old age, then don't kick out at them, don't trick them, and keep on asking them, how can I serve you, my dear father, respected father, how can I serve you, how can I assist you? So this can happen from far, this can happen from close up. Say Subhanallah. Our people, colleagues that were upset, they said, what can I do? My mother and father are far away. How can we do the thawab? What should we do? We're in danger. These thoughts come, don't they? Yes, how can I earn this? How, giving you a good piece of news, mashallah. Mashallah. So has your sadness gone far? Look. No problem. No problem. But they shouldn't be upset with you. they shouldn't be upset. That's it. My father shouldn't be upset with me. My mother shouldn't be upset with me. So he stated 4 points. Allah says, when you bring them to me, 4 factors. 4 acceptances. First promise, that Allah won't consume intoxication. Allah Ta'ala is happy, whether it's alcohol or drugs. Break all of this, all the bottles and all the places of alcohol. Take them out of the home, and cigarettes and drugs and cannabis. Take them out. Factor number 2, take hold of the legs of your mother and father. Phone them and ask them, mother, are you unhappy with me? Phone them every day. Phone them every day if you're far. Yes, father, you're not unhappy with me. Are you doing anything? Oh, how are you going to give my son? Oh, I'll give to you. Oh, may Allah give good to you. Oh, may Allah give good to you, my son. If it's your mother, she'll give dua for you. What are you going to give to anyway? Yeah, say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, good tarqib, good methodology, I'm telling you, isn't it? So do dua for me as well then after. Yeah, don't forget me on the night of power. Third factor. Third point. Alcohol. Don't drink alcohol, number 1. Don't consume intoxication. Number 2, don't disobey mother and father. Third factor. That why do you fight and quarrel with your relatives, Allah Ta'ala says? Why do you fight with your uncle? Why do you fight? What has your auntie done to you? Why do you argue with your mamiji, with your auntie? Why do you argue with your cousins? Or leave that. Why do you quarrel with your sister? Why do you say bad to your sister, foolish man? Both of you, born from the womb of the same mother, and shaitan, in the shaitan is Zayda Bainahum, the shaitan has made you fight amongst each other, between each other. What's happened to you? Allah Ta'ala says. Now, are you mad, you people? That you are the followers, ummatis of that Nabi, my beloved, that he used to embrace the stranger people, and you're fighting with your brother? You're fighting with your sister? Quarreling with your sister? And you're saying bad to your auntie? Maternal auntie? What's happened to you? This night I've given you to, for this reason, stand, embrace everybody. Make up, make amends. Ask forgiveness from each other. Ask each other for forgiveness. You won't be dishonored or disrespected under somebody else's foot. You will attain Laylatul Qadr, oh madman. You sat there doing ibadah, worshipping, salatu tasbih, speeches, and this is happening, that's happening. Oh, I'm celebrating night of power. You got nothing. Zero beyond zero. Until you don't do this action, you'll attain nothing. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So ask forgiveness from everybody. That mend the hearts, if they accept or not, phone them, try. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Whoever's heart you're against. And the fourth point, the fourth thing definitely you need to bring to me, Allah says. And what's that? That against anybody, there should be no hatred in your heart. Allah, Allah. Hi, hi. Subhanallah. What is kina? Malice. In your heart against somebody else, you should not have malice, hatred. This is bughz. Listen to this. What is this? Bughz. Very big sin to dislike someone, to hate someone. Oh, leave. Don't speak about him in front of me. Oh, leave him. Forget him. Don't mention him. Oh, be gone with him. Be gone with him. Get rid of him. What's this called? Don't say his name in front of me. I don't like him. Don't speak about him in front of me. What do we call this? This is enmity, hatred, malice. What is this? Bughz. And this bughz, there's an additional element on top of that. And that also pulls on another element. What's that? In your heart, you have this thought and desire that I want to give him loss. Don't tell him. Don't tell him, but watch me. I'm going to sort him out. When he comes to me, I'm going to sort him out. I'm going to level him out. He thinks he's this and that. He's a Chaudhary. He's rich now, wealthy. Okay, when he comes to me, I'll sort him out. I'll sort him out. This, when these both elements combine, this is called kina in the heart. Kina. So you have the hatred and you have that fire of revenge on top of that. Say subhanallah. So you have that malice combination. And can such a person attain night of power? That you have the fire of revenge. I won't leave him. I'm going to sort him. I'm going to destroy him. I'll level him out. Why did he do this to me? How did he dare to do this to me, against me, etc. So you have hatred, enmity takes you to revenge. That combination, the fire. That, see, he did this to me. Watch me. I'm going to do double to him. I'm going to take revenge double onto him. He did this against me. He said this against me. Watch me 3 times over. I'll sort him out. I'll level him out. Yes, I won't let him sleep. I'm going to take revenge on him. Are you a Muslim? Does a Muslim, he doesn't remain a Muslim if he's like that. So how, where's all the promises? You've got the titles you have. You make claims that you're this and that. Lengthy titles. Night of power is making us realize, oh, it's time, isn't it, mashallah? What time is iftari? Breaking the fast? Oh, fasting people, have you all forgotten? Mashallah, mashallah, subhanallah. Look how a person gets consumed in the, overwhelmed in the gathering of the wali of Allah. Now, so Allah says, 4 things, bring them to me. Come with these 4 things to me. Allah says, subhanallah. And say, even if you're 70 years, you are in the wilderness, but your Rabb will become pleased with you. 70 years you disobeyed Allah, you committed sins and evil, now your eyes have opened after such a long time. That's fine. Let's just bring these four actions to me on the night of power. Come to me. Don't do any other ibadah. No sajda. No prostration. Don't do anything else. Don't go to any speeches or gatherings. Your Rabb, your Lord promises you bring these four things to me. You leave intoxication and zina, and you leave alcohol, and you put your head in the feet of your parents. I won't pester you from today. Subhanallah. And make friendship with your relatives and empty hatred and malice from your heart. Come. How long? Hatta al-fajr. Until fajr, dawn. Keep coming to me. Run to me. Run to me. Allah says, come to me. You won't even have arrived to me. And I will announce that this person is forgiven. Subhanallah. This, brothers, this is what I understand to be Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. So, time. How much time is left? How much time? Is anyone to tell me? 6 minutes left. Subhanallah. Come, let's get hold of zikr then. Let's do zikr. 2 minutes of maraqabah. 2 minutes of silent dhikr in the heart can take you to the heavens. And we got 6 minutes, mashallah. So Naqshbandi, mashallah, they float in the air.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidi al-muslimin, amiri mawla, amiri mawla. Aaj te ek hi dua tu se mangte mera mawla. Tu razi ho ja. Amin. Ya Allah, is shab-e-qadr mein tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, is shab-e-qadr mein tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, hame shab-e-qadr naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, is shab-e-qadr hame naseeb farma de. اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری پورے رمضان میں سے اس دعا کو تو قبول فرما لے. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.